Ladies and gentlemen,
are you ready for the big show?
Ready?
Are you ready?
Are you ready?
Are you ready?
Ready.
You ready for the partner?
Go!
This is the MLS Show. On the BTP Network.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Beyond the Pitch's MLS Show on the NBC Sports podcast platform. My name is Scott Nichols, your host for this podcast, and joining me as always is my co-host, Otis Earle.
Scott, it's another special day for our listeners as we've got a U.S. men's national team at SC Dallas, mainstay midfielder Kellen Acosta. Kellen, thanks for joining us, mate.
Yeah, thanks, Otis. Thanks, Scott, for having me.
Of course, mate. Let's get to you, talk about your career. Obviously, only 22 years old and you're still a young man, young professional with a lot ahead of you. But you've achieved so much, 97 appearances already for Dallas, 14 U.S. men's national team senior caps already. Can you kind of talk us through your journey, which has, been so experienced, even though it's been such a short one?
Yeah, it's definitely been crazy. I mean, I never thought I'd be at the point where I am today, but it's definitely a lot of blessings and definitely been grateful for every opportunity that's been presented to me. I mean, yeah, it's just, like I said, it's definitely been a whirlwind, especially this year. I mean, this is one of the biggest years that I've had, not only with FC Dallas, but then kind of breaking into the national team. So, I mean, I've definitely been pleased with my performances and obviously all the experience that's come with it. So it's definitely been great and exciting for me.
Yeah, I remember when I got drafted to Dallas in 2015, I think you were just coming back from like a knee injury, and you kind of been playing outside back a lot. You hadn't really, I know midfield was sort of still your love, but you'd never really held down a place there for Dallas, and that was sort of the year you broke through. Oscar started playing you a lot. You were scoring goals, chipping in from midfield, setting up plays too. Back then, did you picture yourself, because you've always been like a very professional guy, like one of the first in at training, one of the last out, always working on like set pieces and strengthening your game. Did you have back then the thought in your head that you could have achieved what you've achieved already?
I mean, I definitely had sights on being where I am today, but I never thought it would come so quickly. I mean, obviously, I put in a lot of work to be at the point where I am today.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, I never thought, I would be with a national team or almost reaching 100 games with FC Dallas. I mean, I was just a kid, just trying to work hard and get noticed by the coach. And, I mean, I put a lot into this, and I'm glad that I can have the opportunity with even before Oscar time with Shellis, and then under Oscar, gave some playing time then, and then obviously evolving into my more natural role at a center midfielder. So, I mean, it's definitely exciting, and it's definitely been cool kind of just working with Oscar as well. I mean, he's a guy that I've had since I was with the academy, so he's been knowing me for several years now. So it's definitely exciting working under him and obviously with other coaches who I've had previously as well. So it's been a dream come true.
So, Kellen, just, we've talked about that you've got 97 MLS appearances under your belt. We've talked about the fact that you're in a men's national team international now. But you've actually gone through almost every level of the national team with the national team and with FC Dallas as well. And you're only 22. And most players, it seems, in MLS to me, they come into the league after college, 21 years old, just like, and this is nothing against him or his ability, but just an example, Jordan Morris comes in at 21 years old, Do you think that this should be the norm, doing what you're doing, the sort of the MLS should push these homegrown players? Because I think, my opinion is it makes you guys more complete players and helps your national team pool, and raises the quality of play in MLS. What would you say to that?
Well, I mean, I feel like everyone has their own journey to make it. I think with my case, I think that's the more of the route that the MLS staff, coaches, owners are trying to go for. I mean, they invest a lot of money and time into the academies, and they're looking for players that can fall into my similar footsteps. I mean, with me coming from the SC Dallas Academy, it's one of the best academies in the nation. I mean, obviously, minor trade across the world as well. I mean, we competed in some big tournaments playing against top youth talent all across the nation. No, they just beat Real Madrid like a few months back. So, I mean, we definitely have the talent here, but I think from my standpoint, if I was an owner, technical director, coach, I think I would prefer my players kind of just stepping through the FC Dallas Academy, where I can have close eyes onto our players. I can implement them with the first team right away, get them in a more professional environment at an early age, and kind of just be accustomed to the traditions and to style of play, speed of play, and all that. So I think, going the whole academy route is the smoothest transition to the professional level.
That's something I wanted to talk about because you're one of few players who have really come through like the US system. You know, you see a lot of kids who will, they'll play here till, you know, 18, 19, then they'll want to go overseas or go to Europe and find experience there. But you've literally, you played like for FC Dallas the whole time with the academy, and then you played US men's youth level from the U17 to 18, 19, 20, all the way through to now to the senior team. Do you think being in the US and getting all your sort of soccer pedigree and knowledge and experience here has helped you to like jump in at the deep end almost? You sort of kind of gone straight into the national team. You're not really needed like bench time or anything. You kind of, and same with your time in Dallas, you've just come in straight as a starter. Do you think your experiences here in the US have helped you get ready for that?
Yeah, I mean, in a way. I mean, like I said before, I mean, everyone has their own path that they need to take to make it to where they are today. I mean, I can use like Christian, for example, playing in Dortmund and kind of just playing straight over there, doing well and competing at the highest level with Dortmund and being with the national team. And then you have myself who he just came up the ranks, stayed in Dallas and kind of just ventured off through there with the national team. And then you have a guy like Jordan Morris who has a special story as well. So I think it all depends. I mean, at the end of the day, I mean, it's all up to the coach on who he wants to select. But, I mean, you can only focus on what you can focus on. So, I mean, from my standpoint, I mean, I've had a lot of experience with the U team because that was definitely truly beneficial just to have eyes on me and have coaches keep tabs on me. And being in the U.S., I think it's almost a little bit easier to get noticed because, I mean, you're close by. Coaches, I mean, are really looking at the MLS. So, I mean, that was definitely an added plus for me. But, I mean, like I said, I mean, everyone has a different circumstances and everyone's a little bit different. But, I mean, from my standpoint, it's truly been beneficial kind of just being in Dallas and kind of just working my way up through here.
Now that you've established yourself with the national team, I know, well, we both know, you and I, how Oscar likes to train and the intensity and the detail that he brings to his preparation for games. Is there now that you're sort of this established men's national team player, and you're going away to camps and then coming back to Dallas and training and going away, winning the Gold Cup, coming back. Has Oscar or the staff there, have you got a sort of more of a bigger role as a kind of a vet guy now in Dallas, now that you've got these experiences?
Yeah, I mean, you know how Oscar is. He's a guy, you know, despite your age, I mean, he treats you like you're a veteran. And he wants guys to be seasoned pros and to, I want to say, act like men. I mean, he's not the type of coach that's going to baby you like, oh, it's okay, you're a young player, it's okay to do this, this, and this. I mean, he's going to treat you like he treats everybody else. I mean, I have a lot of appreciation for coaches that can do that, because I think that helps you mature at an early age, because I was coming in being 17 years old, didn't know much about the league, kind of just making my way. And, I mean, Oscar, I mean, made me almost grow up in a short span of time. I think that was really, truly beneficial for me. And then, I mean, now, I mean, I'm a guy, this is my fifth year in the league, playing with the national team. So, I mean, he looks at me to help some of the younger guys kind of transition into the role and obviously help the team as much as I can. So, I mean, it's not a sense where he stresses that I need to be a leader. It's kind of more implied. And I think I just being under him, I kind of just got the implications that that's the role that I need to take upon, not where he's directly telling me.
So let's just go. I want to focus a little bit on you having that experience in the national team now. What was it like the first time you got called into camp? Were you nervous? Was it stressful? Was it fun? What was your initial sort of thoughts when you first got the phone call to say, hey, Kellen, come join us at this camp?
Yeah, it was a kind of all those emotions. I mean, I was nervous. I was excited. I mean, it was fun. I mean, I really enjoyed it. I mean, my first camp was 2 years ago under Jurgen. I was a late addition, but I mean, doesn't matter when I got added, right. As long as I got added. So, I mean, but it was definitely a fun experience. I mean, when I first like stepped on the practice field, like I didn't know what to expect, but I mean, kind of just the JAN camp's a little bit different than a camp with qualifiers and stuff. So, I mean, I was in the same boat as a lot of the guys there. So once I realized that, I mean, I just played freely and smoothly. So But I mean, it was definitely an exciting moment. It was a proud moment. Just a sense of pride, just representing myself, my family, FC Dallas at the national level, then obviously competing in two friendlies, representing my country at the senior level. So I mean, it was one of my goals and one of my dreams to play with the national team, and it came true during those camps. Because I mean, I was really, really blessed by the opportunity from Jurgen, and it was just the time of my life. And I was just excited that I could finally get those first few games under my belt and kind of move forward from there. And I mean, despite playing outside back, I didn't care where I was going to play on the field as long as I was on the field. So it was definitely an enjoyable moment, and it was something I'll take away for the rest of my life and always cherish and remember.
Yeah, and it's just, you were sort of an outsider. I don't want to say an outsider per se, but, you know, on the fringes of the national team back then when you first got called into the camp. But you're a little bit younger. I mean, look, you're only 22 years old now. You can only have been 19, 20 at the time. But the camps must feel a little bit different now Bruce Arena's in charge, no? Like, how do you compare the two? How different are they? And what's it like having that sort of... Because you have a real chemistry with Dax McCarty, I thought. So what's that like, having that him as a partner, having him as a mentor, as it were?
You're talking about as with Dax?
Yeah, with just, Dax, and yeah, just comparing the camps there.
Yeah, I mean, my partnership with Dax, I mean, obviously, the beginning of it was, I mean, it wasn't as fluid as we wanted it to. I mean, that's kind of normal. I'm not used to playing with Dax, but I think the more games, the more consistency we have there, I think we'll have a better partnership. But overall, I mean, Dax is a seasoned pro. I mean, he's a guy who's playing on multiple teams, definitely a leader, captain, and I mean, he's a player that has a lot of quality. I mean, he brings out the best in guys. I mean, I can say similar to guys like the Michael Bradleys and the Clintons, they bring out the best in you. I mean, they push you hard, and on the field they're very vocal and encouraging. So it really, really helped my growth. And then from the standpoint of national team then to now, I mean, it's definitely. We have similarities. I mean, same goals. I mean, biggest goal is to qualify for the World Cup. I mean, we're real close. Still have four games left. And I thought Bruce has done a tremendous job kind of taking over the reins from Jurgen. I think he's found ways and has called in the right players to get the job done. It's definitely been showing. I mean, we just won Gold Cup with a different roster. Some guys had their first caps. For myself, that's probably the biggest international tournament that I've ever played in so far. I mean, hopefully, I can compete at the World Cup as well. But I mean, it's really been a pleasure working under Bruce. I mean, he's a great guy and a great coach. And I mean, I've been learning a lot from him. And hopefully, I mean, I can continue doing well. And hopefully, I can still, I mean, get called up and play in future competitions and games.
Just real quick before, I was going to move straight on to Dallas, but, you know, winning the Gold Cup, what was that like for you? I mean, you already spoke about your pride and excitement representing your country, your family, FC Dallas, just by putting on the shirt. But to lift a major international trophy, how did that feel?
Yeah, I was definitely excited. I mean, it was almost like a sense of relief, because we put a lot of hours and time into this. I was gone for a month or maybe a little over a month, so just to... We put a lot of hours just to kind of just be rewarded after a long week, a long month of travel, games. I mean, it was just something so sweet. And, I mean, obviously just lifting something at the end of the tournament is even better. I mean, it was my first major tournament under Bruce, playing with some of the guys. So, I mean, I was definitely real excited about it. And then winning it, I mean, it's even better.
So, Kellen, that's the Gold Cup, Open Cup and Supporters Shield that you've won. Only 22 years old, what have you got to do to get that MLS Cup? You know, Dallas have been so close, you've had some great teams. It kind of seems to be a bit of something always seems to go against you. Maybe it's a bit of luck in the playoffs. What's going to be different this year so you guys can lift that cup?
Right. I think the previous years, I mean, we've had similar stories, like, oh, we have a good team, tough to beat at home. Mm-hmm. And coming up short, and I think it's definitely been disappointing for all of us to put in a lot of time and just kind of just to get phased out and in the playoffs. But I think now I think we kind of know the ins and outs. I think we We have a pretty similar roster as we had last year. We have guys that kind of accustomed to the playing style of MLS, the games in the playoffs. So I think we have a deeper team this year. And I think despite losing in the Open Cup, we might use that to our advantage. I think we have extra days of rest. I think less games and less travel. I think that might be beneficial for us in the long run. I mean, right now we've been struggling a little bit, but I think it's just a phase. So I think we'll get the fires turning and cylinders going at the right times. So I think we kind of over the previous years we hit the top in the middle of the season and kind of started phasing out towards the end of the season, which should be back where I think we should be moving up as the season goes on and into playoffs and kind of hitting that high mark at MLS Cup. I think we kind of starting to figure that out. Like most of the teams, I think the two previous years, I knew, Portland snuck into the playoffs, won MLS Cup. Same thing with Seattle, barely made playoffs, won MLS Cup. So, I mean, I think we're definitely positive that we can get the job done. And, I mean, no, it's not going to be easy, but, I mean, Oscar has really stressed the importance of we need to get everything going at the right time. So, I mean, that's what we're focusing on. We know that despite losing the last couple games, not the end of the world, but, I mean, playoff talk is approaching, so we need to really kick things into gear.
So let's talk about Dallas' struggles recently, because you guys started off with, what, 9 games unbeaten, 10 games unbeaten, something like that?
Something like 9 or 10 games.
Okay, so you start the season 9 or 10 games unbeaten. Look, we all know that FC Dallas is one of the best teams in MLS, and you're a big part of that. Now, the last time out, you lost to Sporting Kansas City. It was on the road, and they're unbeaten at home. But, you know, you have one of the better away records in the league. So how disappointing was it not being able to take at least one point from them in their own backyard?
Yeah, it's definitely disappointing. I mean, a lot of credit goes to Kansas City. I mean, they're real tough to beat at home. But I think for our standpoint, even though, I mean, you can look at stats, maybe they had some possession and stuff like that. But, I mean, we had some chances that we just need one chance to put away to change the game. And I think that's what we're lacking right now, that finishing touch in front of goal. I think we aren't clinical enough. And, I mean, I think it's cost us some games because, I mean, it doesn't matter. We could be playing horrible football, but maybe we score one goal, and that's all we need. And I think that's something that we're truly lacking right now is getting that finishing touch. But, I mean, from our standpoint, we know it's going to come. And I think every team has had their rough patches. I think right now we're having our rough patch in front of goal, and I think it's been really costing us. But I know we're really going to focus and buckle down to kind of get things back into shape and kind of just focus on what we were doing at the beginning of the season, why isn't it working now? So we kind of need to get back to our fundamentals and back to everything that we were doing when we were undefeated at the beginning of the season. I think once we get back to playing that type of football, I think we'll be in better shape.
Kellen, wouldn't you say that the Dynamo Wednesday home, you know, Texas Derby at home, that's kind of the perfect game to get things back on the right path, right?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's a rivalry game playing for El Capitan, the Cannon. I mean, playing at home, I mean, it's gonna be a good game, and I think that will be a big turning point for us. I think once we get that win under our belt, especially against a big rival like we have in Houston. So, I mean, once we get that win kind of under our belt, I think we'll start to turn things around and kind of get everything going again. So we have a big opportunity on Wednesday. We'll see how it goes. I mean, it's not going to be an easy game. I mean, Houston, I think they just got handed their first loss in a while. So, I mean, it's going to be a tough one. But I know the guys, I mean, we're just ready to go back out there and kind of just get back into form and back into winning ways.
Hey, look, and this is tearing the podcast apart, I'll have you know, Kellen, because you're a good friend of the show, of Otis, and my first love, you see, of the Houston Dynamo, because that was how I got into MLS, reporting on them. So now I don't know who to cheer for now. You see, I don't know who else to be cheering for now. But what I do remember,
you
just...
You're the cheer for FC Dallas, man. FC Dallas.
I know. I think I'm being turned to the Frisco side of town right now.
Contando season.
Frisco has better weather than Houston. Houston's a little bit.
It does. That it does.
It's muggy there, so.
Slightly better weather.
God, it was so bad. See, the first time I remember seeing you play, actually, was I was in Dallas, in Houston, in 2015, and you guys absolutely shelled the Dynamo 4-0 at home. I mean, it was just, it was breakaway after breakaway after breakaway. I think Ryan Hollingshead scored an absolute screamer in that goal as well, in that game as well.
I do remember that. We scored early in the game.
It was his left foot, wasn't it? And I think Mauro hit a banger that game too.
Yeah, Mauro hit a banger too. I think Fabian was still on the team too. I think he might have scored as well.
He did. It was a massive breakaway by Fabian Castillo. Yeah, that was just an absolute masterclass that you guys put on down there in Houston. But look, we'll let you get on because we know you've got one of those dreaded evening training sessions coming up in that Dallas humidity, all right?
All righty. Thanks for having me, for sure.
Hey, Doug, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Kel.
Thank you.
Check us out online at beyondthepitch.net. Follow us on Twitter at beyondthepitch. Or find us on Facebook at Beyond the Pitch Show.